Palmer's Colony High School was the site chosen by the Alaska Supreme Court to hear oral arguments in a case that could test the state's right to farm law. The state's highest court convened Wednesday at the school as part of an outreach program called Supreme Court Live that helps to teach students about Alaska's judicial system. The appeals case involves a Fairbanks dispute between a housing developer and a septage hauler over the smell generated by the septage, which is stored on a 500-acre farm and used as fertilizer. A 1986 state law, the Right to Farm Act, is designed to protect farmers from nuisance lawsuits resulting from encroaching suburban housing developments. Attorney Susan Orlansky argued in favor of the developer.
The Superior Court found that the Right to Farm Act did not provide immunity from the nuisance suit, primarily because, as a matter of fact, the court found that the septage storage was not an agricultural operation, as that term is defined in the statute.
A lower Fairbanks court had sided with the developer, and the septage hauler appealed that decision to the Alaska Supreme Court. The high court must define what constitutes a commercial agricultural operation before making a decision in the case. Attorney Bill Satterberg Jr. argued for the septage hauler.
The issue of commercial has never been defined by our legislature. The USDA defines commercial as $1,000 or more of production in a year. So the USDA threshold, the federal threshold, is very, very low.
The justices took the appellant case under advisement. Chief Justice Craig Starr said the Palmer site chosen for the arguments was fitting because growth in the Matanuska-Susitna area has brought subdivisions to farmland, sometimes resulting in conflict. About 300 Matsubara High School students pressed into Colony High's gym to hear the arguments. The case was live-streamed to Matsu schools.